On this episode of the Minnesota Rundown, we talk about the Minnesota Twins' outstanding play thus far, as well as our trip to Target Field over the weekend. We dive into the Minnesota Wild's opening game versus the Canucks and how that will set up the rest of the series. In addition, we discuss our Wild, pun intended, watch party experience in downtown St. Paul. We also keep Bubba accountable for his scandals, especially Tasergate. We give our boom and busts for the week and debate this week's burning question. All that and more on the Minnesota Rundown.
Rose off balance. It doesn't matter because he drilled it. Derek Rose deserves to be an all-star.
And now, the Minnesota Rundown, presented by 10,000 Takes.
How's everybody doing this week? Welcome to another episode of the Minnesota Rundown. I am, of course, journalist Jake. JJ, the greatest damn journalist to ever do it until I'm not. I am joined by Zuch, also boss man coming in remote.
I'm remote, baby.
Because he could be on call at any fucking moment, and he has to, like, work some shit. But he's still on this shit, doing it remotely. But how are you guys doing this week?
We're not doing too bad. How can you be bad right now?
How can you be bad? Minnesota sports is, like, looking good right now. And it's like the pandemic did them, like, was good for them.
It hit like the refresh button. It's like a restart. You know, when your computer's kind of shitty and stuff keeps breaking, you're like, oh, maybe I'll just turn it off and turn it back on. That's like basically all our sports teams right now. It just seems there's a new vibe. Yeah.
And it just seems so Minnesota though. I mean, in times like this, our teams are going to actually pull it together and play well, but
yes, and speaking of...
In a normal year, the Wild lose game one every time.
Right.
I think we were all thinking it last night, but it didn't actually happen. So credit to them for silencing the haters, a.k.a. their own fans.
Right. We'll get into the Wild, but first, speaking of just great teams, you know, of course, the Minnesota Twins had, like, an amazing weekend against Cleveland. Well, Thursday, a four-game series, took three of the four. Yep. That was just... super fun to watch, super entertaining. I know game one was a little, like, concerning. Like, oh, shit, we lost this one, like, 1-2-0 or whatever it was, and then we proceed to win the next three. But it was super fun because we actually, like, me and Bossman made it down the Target Field. We're on, like, a right field parking ramp. We didn't know what to expect, and it was actually an amazing experience. It was actually
sweet.
Fun. And we got to watch live baseball. It was like you're getting withdrawals, and you go down, and you're like, oh, my gosh, I'm just a little relieved. I get a little taste of it. It kind of sucks, too, because, like, you want to go into the stadium, though. You wish you're in the stadium. Yeah. But it was still fun to see them. We went to the game on Saturday when they won, I think it was 3-0 over Cleveland. But
yeah,
overall, great weekend. But that was super fun.
And I guess what I have to say about it is – I'm not like a super rich person, so when I go to the Twins games, you're not catching me in like the front row or anything like that. I'm usually in the nosebleeds as it is. So basically, where we were standing was no different from where I usually sit, except there was a fucking cage in my face, which I got used to that pretty quick. A lot of people were like, "Oh, how can you see through those bars?" I'm like, "Dude, you adjust to it after like one inning. It's not bad. You hear the sound of the bat. You hear the guys yelling." By the way, we're probably maybe 150 yards away from the outfielders for the other team and our own outfielders, but we're just chirping them. Like, we just look up, like, which outfielders are playing that day. We just start yelling at them. Like, who was it? Guy in the middle.
Bradley Zimmer out there.
Yeah,
Bradley
Zimmer.
Zimmer! Just like, Zimmer! Let's go, Zimmer! Can't catch a ball, eh, buddy?
And that glove got a hole in it, eh, buddy? Like, we're just, oh, this guy must have hated us.
And you could hear us. It projects down pretty well. I feel like they
could absolutely hear us. Dude, we were, especially when Bubba yells, he almost overdoes it. how hard he was screaming. I don't think they had
holes in the gloves. I actually think they had holes in the bat this weekend. Would they score four runs?
Four runs the whole weekend?
Yeah, don't tell the Twins pitchers. Don't tell the Twins pitchers they can't pitch because these guys are pitching out of their minds this year.
You're not allowed to not hit off the Twins. That's the only way. I mean, you got to win with runs. I mean, that's a booger take, I know, but...
The team that will score the most runs will win the game.
Well, when you're playing with the Twins, you got to score a lot of fucking runs. That's the way you beat the Twins. Yeah. Cleveland just didn't do it. So, I gotta say that this weekend the bullpen haters were shamed, which totally includes me.
Bullpen and starters. Yeah. I mean, look at Kenta Maeda and all the other starters we had go this week. I mean, they all did good. They all did well.
I was still confident in our starting pitching lineup. It's just been our relievers that it's been an issue with the Twins for like the last decade, quite frankly.
Mm-hmm.
And but this weekend, guys like Cody Stashak. You know, Zach Littell came in and did well. Trevor May.
Duffy pitched for an inning yesterday. I usually hate Duffy.
You can go down the list. I mean, their bullpen towards the end of last year really started pitching well.
Yeah, they're carrying it on.
They went and got a few pieces.
Odorizzi will be coming back. Pineda after he, serves his time on the suspension list.
Rich Hill pitches when he wants.
Dick Mountain.
Yeah, Dick Mountain. You don't tell Dick Mountain when to pitch. Dick Mountain just comes out on the fucking mound. He goes, I'm pitching. And then Rocco goes, okay, just don't
hurt me.
Sounds
good. Yeah, I'm pitching today, Rocco. Okay, sounds good, Dick.
Yeah, can you imagine? He goes, hey, Rocco, read the papers. Yeah, hey, Jake, you're off the mound. I'm taking it today. And everyone's like, all right, sounds good, Dick.
Finally play a good team. They're like, actually, I'm pitching today. He saw the Pirates on the schedule. He said, nah, I don't really
want to go out there. Hey, did you guys hear about I know this is wrong, but it's the way I pronounce it. It's funny. Yopinas Cespedes for the Mets.
Oh, yeah.
He just opts out of the MLB by just not showing up to the game.
Yeah, I guess they went into his room and all his suitcases were packed. He was gone.
Yeah,
he
was
out of the Mets. Can you imagine that phone call between his manager? Like, so where are you at? Oh yeah, I'm opting out. Oh, cool.
the game starts in 10 minutes.
Thanks for the heads up. Yeah, right. You bet, man.
Where are you at? He's like Venezuela.
Wish you guys the best of luck,
but I'm not here.
I'm gonna go party and fuck strippers. So we'll see you later.
That's exactly what he's doing. That sounds like a Bubba move too. He'd be the one that like would just totally like even or quit without saying a word. What are you doing?
Yeah,
I'm done. I mean, funny stories.
They try to make it sound like they're concerned about the coronavirus when they really just don't want to play baseball anymore. It's like, I'm worried about my safety and the safety of my family. And then you look and they're like on a cruise somewhere.
Yeah,
they're
using his excuse for time off for a year. We've seen it with NFL players already. Like, why the fuck are you taking time? You're just doing this as an excuse to, you can still get paid and just take a season off. It's a loophole, man.
It's a loophole for lazy people. For those who don't actually care. I know there are some people with asthma and stuff that makes sense.
Right, there are some, like Michael Pierce, the respiratory issues.
Yeah, sure.
I get it.
There's some things, yes.
There are a few you look at and you're like, but
there's no reason this guy should be quitting.
It's like they're testing you guys every day.
But that's the times.
But that's neither here nor there. But I like how, like, on Friday, like, well, I don't like it. It was freaky in the sense we almost didn't get baseball, but how they almost had to cancel the Twins game on Friday night.
Mm-hmm. Oh, because, we were all waiting for that to happen.
Yep. Yeah. Just because two Cardinals players tested positive. I mean, they canceled the Brewers series that weekend because we played them earlier last week. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, it makes sense that they were scared, but they did, like, on-the-spot testing, 20-minute results. Everybody came back negative. And it's because, well, the Twins are taking proper protocols. Like, not every team is doing it. Obviously, not handling it correctly, but, I mean, I was scared for a second, but we got baseball. We were good.
If I was actually the Cleveland Indians coming into play and I heard that a couple Cardinal players had corona and I'm like in their
opting
fucking
out.
Dugout and like their staff player or their staff people are up in the press boxes like, wait, aren't these dudes like
just here?
Right here?
The entire team,
but still, it's got to be
just
a little nerve-wracking.
Just march into the locker room in fucking hazmat suit.
What do you
do? Guys?
If you hear that as the Indians, I'm sitting there like, what do you mean five players had corona? I mean, I know they're cleaning and obviously they're not just fucking.
Right, they're not just leaving it. Like,
right, but still, it's are they touching everything? How do you know? How do you know someone didn't cut a corner?
Yeah.
How about when the, I don't know if the Yankees are on the schedule. I mean, are they coming in?
No. They're
probably not just because they're out east, but they were like a team, like some of the staffers are like, oh, I fucking hate that team. Let's not clean shit. Like, let's just wait for them to come in.
Yeah, no, they have staffers. I feel like the people who clean stuff for the Yankees were like old mobsters that got out of like federal prison and like can't get hired anywhere else. Like, I'm not fucking doing that fucking shit.
Yeah. You think I'm fucking cleaning that? You're fucking high, buddy.
You think I'm cleaning that? You fucking jackwagon. Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, fucking asshole. I do like, though, going back to like when we were in the parking ramp, how Bubba was actually came with us. Mm-hmm. And he was standing the whole game. You know, it's not the most comfortable. He's got to stand on something. Literally, we get to the bottom of the eighth. That's when he calls it quits and is asking me the keys.
No, it was
truck.
Top of the ninth.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, it was top of the ninth. You're there all 8 innings. You weren't really complaining.
Closer is coming on the field.
I'm done with this shit. Dude, you won't want to watch the end of the game. This has been a great game. And you're going to go back and he just goes to my tailgate, sits on the truck on his phone.
Not to mention Taylor Rogers coming in. It's only going to be about 3 minutes he's pitching
for. Yeah, it was
literally
a 5-minute inning. You watched the whole game.
Yeah, he threw like, what, 6 pitches?
You stand there for 3 hours.
Who closed that night? Was it Rogers or was
it Rogers?
Romo? Okay, so Rogers is jogging out on the field and that's when he gets down. It's like, no, you're supposed to do this in the top of the fifth when we're up by like 15 runs.
Yeah, right. I'm surprised.
You're supposed to walk out the door with the white girls who already took their Instagram pictures, drank their one beer, and now are too hot and leaving.
And
those are the people. That's when you do it.
It was so painful to see him get down because you know you're up high on these trash cans and see him try to get down was the most painful thing to watch. Like, dude, make it worth it. At least watch to the end of the game. You're here 8 fucking innings. And you're a bigger guy. It's free baseball. You're a bigger guy. It was painful to see him try to get down. And he's like, I can't fucking do this shit. Well, just make it worth it. Watch the end of the game. And it was great. It was like a 1-2-3 fucking bottom of the ninth. Yeah. I mean,
it was sweet.
Top of nine.
And TC was pointing at us to start cheering. I mean, we were electric. You know, what's actually funny is that everyone's like, oh, isn't MPD going to, like, come arrest you up there? Bro, you're in a parking ramp. It's a legal place to park.
Parking
there
ramp.
Was
right.
There was one security guy who walked over,
like,
and he goes,
shit, what is he gonna
and
say?
He goes, yeah, and he goes, if you guys are drinking, just don't throw beer cans over the edge. And we're like, okay, that's really the only rule. And he's like, yeah, man, have fun. It's like,
what about when
sweet.
I have 12? Can I puke over the edge, sir?
Yeah, whatever. Just make sure beer cans don't go over the edge,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah. What happens if I put my wang in the cage and start peeing into center field? That's probably not a good call.
Doesn't matter.
It?
Just cans
don't, matter.
Don't go over
cans,
the edge.
That's
just
it.
That's it. Dude, I was just shocked by that. I see him come by. I didn't really actually hear exactly what he said, but then I asked you, Jack, and he's like, he just said that. I'm like, okay, this is great.
You know,
all right.
You know what we should do? We should go out there and we should bring a bucket of balls, and every time the opposing team hits a home run, we just fucking let one rip out in the field. Like
you could
do
throw it over
fans.
The right field.
Oh, just throw it right onto the field and be like, boo, and they're like, how the hell did they get a ball?
Buxton, can you sign this for me?
Yeah, these guys are like.
That's one way to literally for them to – ban anybody from going up there.
Yeah,
just ruin it for everybody.
Dude, that's what I'm worried about. Someone, there's gonna be one guy who's gonna do something that ruins it for everybody.
Yep.
It's just bound. It's inevitable to happen. Like some fucking drunk, some drunk chads from Sigma Bro show up after Cowboy Jackson.
Fucking dude, start chucking beers over the edge.
Yeah, exactly. They're like, hey, Buxton, shotgun this, you fucking pussy. Those guys, like Brad, Chad, and Trevor, are gonna ruin it for all of us. But until that happens, 10,000 takes will be there every game.
Well, you know, whenever we can, I mean, we'll try to be there at least one game, a home series, honestly, whenever we can make it out there, because it was a blast. I know some people, I mean,
totally
we went over there to scout it out, scope it out, but there was guys up there with the grill and cooking hot dogs.
There was a fan of ours there. We tweeted the picture of our seats, and we get a response like 10 seconds later of us, like a picture of us, and I just looked down, and he's like smiling, waving. I'm like,
I was
kind of
scared
dude?
For a second. Who's this guy over there? Oh, it's that guy. I saw this guy show up.
You look over there. Hey, who took a picture
someone,
of us?
Someone was going to recognize us there. It was inevitable.
Yeah, exactly. It's inevitable that someone was going to recognize us in general. I mean, around Minnesota, around the U.S.
We're famous now. I mean,
we're just too fucking good.
Look at all this fucking money I have. This is all money.
I'm strapped with cash.
Being famous. Actually, I should donate this to Alex so he can unfraud
Alex and Drew.
Yeah,
Bubba. Yeah. Give it. Unfraud Manny.
Take some people out to a fucking steak dinner.
Come on, guys.
Speaking of, I know we were gonna wait for the Bubba discussion, but we were like on almost the same block as Manny's Steakhouse at one point. We were walking around and we're like, bro, you're this far away from ending the controversy. But he doubled down. He said, fuck that, I'm not doing it.
Dude.
That's the second thing. Now he's just like, no, I'm not doing it.
Right.
Just announces on Twitter and says, no, I'm not doing it.
It's super easy. I know he's saying, I'm waiting for this whole thing to boil over. I mean, there really was nobody down there. We went to Cowboy Jack's after the Twins game.
We were the only people there.
It was dead, but you can go into a restaurant as long as you have a mask on. You can do it. It's doable, Alex or Bubba. Just fucking take them down to Manny's Steakhouse. It's not a big deal to just do that. You can do it right now.
I don't want to spend too much time talking about it, but we're T-minus 18 days until his contract is up to get the tattoo. And I have yet to see any effort about from him.
Nope. Well, no, he'll just put a message in the group chat. Hey, who wants to tattoo me?
And that's it. Dude, you're supposed to go to a shop.
There's like 14 people in this group chat, and God knows none of us even know how to operate one of those things.
Dude, he's just stupid.
You want me to just do it with a fucking a nail like an I'm in prison or something?
Right.
Like, dude, I don't have a fucking...
Makes no fucking sense.
Like, let's do a fucking prison tattoo.
Makes no sense.
Let's do a prison tattoo. All I need is a lighter, some rubbing alcohol, and a
fucking ballpoint pen.
A ballpoint pen. We'll do pink.
Yep.
It's supposed to say I am a pussy and won't get tased.
We'll see about that.
Put that on his arm. Yeah, I doubt
it. We'll hit on Bubba later in this episode in a bit. But Twins are on a roll, doing great. But speaking of another team that did great this week in Game One, at least Game One from Game One standpoint, it sets up the series as this is going to be a good one. I think it's going to. It could. I mean, the way the Wild played in that Game One that Sunday night, this could go. They could sweep the fucking Canucks. I mean, they looked up.
I mean,
they
the
outplayed them.
There.
I mean, come on. Okay, so everybody's talking about Vancouver and they got all these young players, but we got fucking tenured players that have experience, and they're going to be the ones that can withstand a 60-minute game way better, you know, way more efficiently than a bunch of these young Vancouver guys that still have a lot to learn. So,
yeah, and the Canucks forward slash offense yesterday was like a human trying to get through a doggy door. They could not get through our defense. It's just, no, sorry, dude.
Yeah.
We got five defensemen that literally could play on anyone's
top only, they, yep. I can only remember a handful of okay shots on net they had, but they were barely getting shots on net.
There was a cool shot graph that they had. And the darkest color on the ice for the Canucks came from the left point. Most of their shots came from the left point last night. So,
yeah,
if you're going to do Alex Staal is going to make a lot of saves.
And then I saw that stat that Mike Russo tweets out, because we all know he is the king of these stats. But I think the Wild only allowed Vancouver's top line to five shots.
Yeah.
Incredible. It's just unreal. Yeah.
They were blocking shots, and they were frustrated. The Canucks were frustrated by the end of that game. They
look at that guy who's fucking speared one of our guys on the bench. I mean,
exactly.
Just chill out.
That's a great the picture that came after that with Cunnin Greenway and Hartman laying down on the bench with his face.
That was great.
That's a great picture.
There
right
was
there. They're both like, oh,
this is
and
why
Hartman's like, ow, like shit.
And this is why and this is why we miss hockey is just stuff like that. And we'll
you
see
just
that.
Get, you just get fined $5,000. But also, can we talk about how, like, 10 seconds after the puck drop, Foligno's already throwing fists with one of the guys on the other team?
We got to see more
of
that.
It was the guy that buddy. Let's have a fucking tilly.
It was the guy that speared. It was he fought the dude that speared.
That guy showed up to fight.
Yeah. So he had seen something in the future, and he got to that dot, and he was like, hey, buddy, you want to go? And the other guy's like, sure. All right, let's go then. And it literally was like that. They just looked at each other.
There's no rule about when you can start a hockey fight. You can start it before the puck drop if you want. You can do it during warm-ups. Hey, we need to see a warm-up hockey fight.
Yeah, I mean,
I want to see guys chirp and just drop gloves before the game even starts.
Yeah, well, I was a little as much as I love that fight, that was great, but I didn't want the refs to break that up. I'm like, fuck off.
Yeah,
I want to see this conclude.
Yeah.
I'm like, you gotta just let them keep going with it, man. I mean, you can't do that. Like, just let them punch each other's teeth
like
out.
That's how Foligno fights. He lets the guy throw a few punches.
Yep.
He's going to eat a few of them at the beginning.
He wants it.
And then he just ragdolls these dudes. Just fucking... Woo, 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 punch, punch, punch. All right, sit down, buddy.
Every
fight.
He wants it, and that was great. You know, something went down before the game. Like, maybe he messaged him directly. Hey, you want to fight, bro? 10 minutes.
Send him an Insta DM. But hey, for all those people who say NHL players just fight for the fans, there's no fans there, so that proves that you're wrong.
They fight because they want to see.
They fight because they fucking hate each other.
And they're passionate about their game.
Yeah, you talk shit like they're passionate for their team, and they want to defend themselves. Foligno's like every team kind of has that grinder, that fighter.
Yep.
Goon.
And he's their representative of the goon, man.
Gotta
he's
have a goon. That
he's
used to be we used to have a very notable goon like 3 or 4 years ago. I don't
Matt
remember
Cook.
Who. Yeah, fourth
Matt
line,
Cook.
Right?
Oh,
yep.
Gotta have a guy like that. Gotta have a guy like that.
Went back to Bugard, and then I know Clutterbuck was kind of like that guy. Clutterbuck.
Yeah, clutterfuck. Just get chippy with them, buddy.
You got to get fucking chippy, buddy. But, yeah, you got to love those fucking grinders. But going back to that night, too, me and Bossman were at a watch party at CHS Field where the St. Paul Saints play. It was pretty fun. We got pretty messed up for a Sunday night.
We got absolutely tanked before the game.
Yes.
I went to that. What is the brewery? You should probably plug the brewery. What are they? Bulldog Brewery?
I think it was just a bar. I don't know if it was a brewery.
Brewery. Yeah, it was just the Bulldog.
It's in Lowertown, St. Paul, so right around CHS.
I told the waitress, you're so hardcore. I told the waitress to get me the highest beer like percentage, and there was one that was 10%. I had a couple of those and a couple in the game, and next thing you know, I'm yelling at Nordy asking if we could take a socially distanced picture, and that made everyone laugh. So got to crack a COVID joke in the middle of a pandemic, right?
Yeah. Oh yeah, and
it's for the people.
Can't let that pass by.
You can't let those jokes slip. And we were definitely the most rowdy people out there. I'll be rowdy. I know, Jack, you'll be rowdy. No, whether I'm sober or not, I was going to be as loud as I was. Yep. It was just crazy on how many times I got loud. It was just because we were hammered on the field. Everybody's sitting there watching the game peacefully, and then as soon as they score, we're standing
like kids behind us.
Social distancing high five, virtual high five. We're yelling, "Siv, Siv, 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 Siv. You're a fucking Siv, buddy." We're just yelling.
I'm like,
"You're
a fucking tit fucker."
There's kids around, but it's like
children.
You know what?
Children 12 feet behind me.
I haven't been able to.
Horrible influence on the younger kids.
Yeah, and we haven't been able to go into see a hockey game since February, March.
Yeah,
and
I was actually at the last game they had, game against the Predators, where Fiala had that toe drag.
Yep.
Top
oh,
shot.
That was
gorgeous. I was
sitting
behind some Nashville fans. I was just giving them the business.
Yeah.
How does that feel, buddy? Like, how does that feel? Like, look at Mikael Granlund taking penalties left and right. Like, I know he's a Wild fan favorite, but down the stretch, he just takes dumb penalties and doesn't really do much. So I'm really glad we have Fiala on our team now.
We also concluded last night with joining Isha Jaromi on the Soda Pod, part of the Hockey Podcast Network. We were the post game guests for the live stream, and man, we were shit faced.
We were trashed.
Went back and listened to that today, and I let out a loud yikes out loud because Bubba and Jake started basically fist fighting at the end of it. I'm like, all right, I go, we got to dip before these two kill each other. I'll see you guys later. And then I just hopped off the stream.
Like, it wasn't even like, okay, so I went probably farther than I did with Bubba because I was drinking, but I'm still mad about it because I'm just trying to talk with Isha. He's a cool guy. And while I'm trying to talk, me and Jack are, like, you know, in on Jack's phone, and he's over here, like, pinching my arm. Super fucking, I'm like, get the fuck off me. And I just fucking punch him, and I'm trying to talk, and he grabs me. And it's like, why did you do that? There's no point.
Podcast.
And he's like, shut up. I'm like, It was pointless. Like, but yeah, we were shit faced. It was great. I like how they kind of brought a little bit of like the Exa Energy Center there. Like, you're actually at a game because Nordy was going around shooting shirts. And I love how he saw this guy behind us. He's probably like almost 30.
In his 40s, fucking, almost.
Probably in his 40s. He runs over where all these little kids are, and he runs right in the middle of them, just fucking like faceplant diving, like he's going to catch the ball to win the World
Series.
Sliding catch
in a pack of 10-year-olds.
Yeah,
and then he's holding it up, and he's going, "Woo!" It's like, I got the fucking shirt.
All
there's
these
kids everywhere. Oh,
just,
my God.
Dude, I wish we'd have got a video, but it was great.
This guy just single-handedly ruined their night. And
those kids are going to want to go to a watch party again.
It was hilarious.
Or a Wild game. Like, yeah, a shirt from a guy like this.
Just picture, he's a kind of a shorter, chubbier, blonde guy, and he has his face up to the sky, and he's just like tearing his way across center field at CHS for the t-shirts. And there's all these little kids trailing behind him, and he slides for it and catches it.
He lands like right on his face, and it was
and of course
hilarious.
We're cheering him on. We're like, yeah, woo,
yeah. Parents are just looking at you guys.
Nordy's probably like, why the hell did they serve alcohol here? This is a terrible idea.
This was a terrible idea. But looking at just us, everybody I feel like was calm, collected, and we're just sitting there like,
one small rowdy corner of the watch party was just
one,
a shit
our
show.
Little square. Yeah, it was just a shit show. Everybody's watching all nice, and we're just sitting there getting rowdy. I'm trying to like fuck with Alex. Like, they gave us these beach balls, and he would like lay on it, and I would like hit it out behind his head, and he would fall on his back of his head, just getting pissed off. And we're sitting there, and Alex is getting loud because our Bubba, like, he gets loud when he gets pissed, and people are staring at us, and it was like typical trio. And or whenever we're with Bubba, with any of us, you know, he makes a scene.
Yeah,
you know,
every time
it's kind of our fault. We piss him off, but he goes a little too far
it
with that.
Definitely is, but
overall, hopefully the series go well. By the time you're, I mean, this is obviously released on a Tuesday, so game two is tonight. But you could be listening to this. Hopefully you're listening to this on a Thursday or Friday, knock on wood. Maybe you're like happy right now because maybe they swept them by Thursday.
Yeah.
So, but we'll see. We'll see. The way game one went, it sets up a very interesting series.
It seems like
it
it's
going to
be
like,
a
wild advantage.
So we'll see what happens. You're going to see a Canucks team come out firing this game too just because they didn't score game one. I think if the Wild bury a goal early this game, series over.
Yeah.
It's done.
Going into game three.
You bury – if the Wild play with a lead – they just can play so much more sound. They can take chances when they need to take chances. They can play defense when they need to play defense. They just play the way they play best, and that's a conservative game style, and nobody likes it, especially Canucks fans.
Nope. So we'll definitely see. I'm glad. It's weird having playoff hockey in August, but it's fun time, and if they have another watch party,
we'll be there
at some point.
We'll also be at the parking ramp if you guys
are
there, too.
And you guys can come join us because it'll be a shit show. But –
oh boy.
Let's move on again. We got to hit on it. We're hitting it every week until Bubba does something about this shit. Obviously, Tasergate. Not doing with Mannygate, but right now the more relevant one is he won't get tased. And we had a conversation with him. We were actually having a conversation with him this weekend when we were at the Twins game, like between innings. Like, dude, just get fucking tased. And it's not even like necessarily a taser. It's like a stun gun. It's a stun gun, which is what he showed on his video. That's enough. That'll do. That'll do the trick. He won't even do that. It's like, just do that for the people. That will take 10 seconds instead of trying to deal with this tattoo thing, which I think is
so stupid.
More impossible for him to get done because money's involved and it's time to find time. He's never going to get a tattoo. Someone could just go up and tase him. Just fucking get tased, dude.
Yeah, well, let's put a bounty out on him, Bubba.
Yeah.
$100 to the first person that tases him.
And then he responded to that by saying, for anyone who tries to tase me when I'm not looking, I'm going to have a taser too. So it could just be a tase party. Maybe I'll bring one too and just tase myself. I mean, you know, why not?
Sit in the corner.
I think that's
the cool thing to do in the studio.
I think he just needs to man up, and he's just complaining constantly about it. Everybody's disrespecting me. Blah blah blah. It's like he's stressed out about this, letting people get to him. Dude, it would be 5 seconds of your life, and this is over.
Done.
It's done.
And it'd be hilarious. You'll have the clip forever.
It would be hilarious. It'll be a hilarious clip. It'll help your brand. I mean, he's always talking about how I need to grow my followers. I run this shit. I need to grow my brand. Or like, actually, he already thinks he has a great brand, but for whatever the reason, but this would actually help him have a funny bass brand, but he's not going to go through with it
for whatever reason. If you're listening to this, get tased and we'll drop it. That's just the simple truth. I know.
That's it.
I mean, it's very, very simple. It's that simple. I mean, no more.
Follow through with what you promise people. You can't lie. Right. You can't, especially on the internet, man. I mean, you can lie in person and get away with it, but you can't lie on the internet.
And he didn't delete the video. It's still up, isn't it?
It's a paper trail. It's proof.
Even if he does, we have it recorded.
Tweets are living proof. There's that entire Twitter page dedicated to shit like this, of freezing cold takes. Old takes exposed. I mean, that's a great
Twitter account.
So, I mean, that's it in a nutshell, Bubs.
No, yeah. We got it recorded. And the Mannygate thing we're hitting on, he can do that. He can just take him out to dinner. There's probably going to have to be a lot of freaking reservations right now. What's going on? Just take them out. You could get this done in 2 days.
And they don't have to worry about it.
And then you're all clear.
Are going to be too picky either. It's not like you can, okay, so they don't go to Manny's, take them out to fucking some other place, you know?
Yeah, or another, a nice steak place.
Food place.
Dude, if you just took them out to Texas Roadhouse.
Sure, they're going to understand.
I'm sure they signed up
to meet you and get to go out to eat with you, not to go eat at Manny's, you know? I mean, if they want to go eat at Manny's, they can probably go get a meal at Manny's, you know? I mean, come on, Bubs.
Yeah, I just love this whole thing that's been going on now for over 2 months, going back to the Manny's thing.
No shit.
And he's just acting like he's the victim. And like, I'm getting sick of disrespected. People are coming after me. Stop bringing it up. It's like, dude,
you shouldn't have brought it up.
Don't start something when you need
to
finish it. He's digging his own hole.
That's like committing fraud and saying, that's bullshit, you're putting me in prison. It's like, well, that's how it works.
Well, and Bubba, this is in his personality. And he'll probably come in next week and defend himself. It's Jake Pringle, blah, 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 doesn't know shit about. Well, no, this is true. Whenever he owes me money, he never pays me back in a reasonable time. And then he gets mad at me for inquiring about it. When are you going to pay me back? You know, if you keep fucking talking to me about how much I owe, I'm never going to pay you back. Nope, not paying you back. It's like, dude, really? Like, how are you the victim now? You owe me money. What's going on? So this is the same exact, it's in his personality or something to be the victim when he's not the victim. It's a disaster. It's a shit show that he's backed himself into. It's just a complete shit show.
But yeah, that's par for the course with Bubs. So
it's just whatever is going on.
For the people in Manigate, we hope you get to go get some food with Bubba, and for the taser that gets to tase Bubba, I hope you get to tase him sometime.
I hope he gets tased, and we'll see if he even gets the tattoo. August 22nd, that's the date we're looking for.
Yep.
It's a date we're fucking looking for, buddy.
All right.
Well, I'm excited to move into the second week of our Boom and Bust segment. So for all of you who don't know it, each of us go around. We each give our boom, one of our top favorite moments of the week, or people, whatever, and we give our bust, like one of the losers, idiots, whatever, negative of the week. We'll go around and
plenty
each give our own boom and bust. Plenty of them to choose from.
Oh, yeah.
But, Boss Man, you want to go first. What's your boom and bust?
Yeah, we'll kick it off. My boom is XFL fans, because another person in the professional wrestling industry, by the way, that is a sport confirmed, is funding the comeback, and it's Dwayne The Rock Johnson. You know, he's in all sorts of movies. You see him all over TV. It was $50-some million. Him and another guy have bought it. I love the XFL, but I think that's a horrible investment in the midst of a global pandemic. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm not a financial advisor and it's not my money, but I think you're better off like betting on Korean baseball or some shit than that. But, you know, credit to him. I mean, I was a fan of the XFL and it was fun to watch when no other football's on or nothing else was really on in the spring, you know, before COVID. So, I mean, shout to him. I'm excited to see the XFL come back. And we can start covering the St. Louis Battlehawks again, because we were the best goddamn St. Louis Battlehawks journalists to ever do it, except for when we weren't. So, I mean,
I'm glad that got picked up. I had a feeling that was going to be bought up again because of COVID, that league shut down. Really, I mean, I thought it was actually doing pretty
good.
They didn't
have savings, or they didn't have a cushion. It was like they threw all their money at that season, and then it got canceled, which is unfortunate.
What an unfortunate start date.
My busts for this week are 15-year-old Canucks fans who got murdered by drunk Boss Man on TikTok last night.
Yep.
So we posted all sorts of wild hype stuff, and you know, toxic people on the internet. All these little kids are commenting, Wild suck, Canucks are going to sweep them, blah, blah, blah. And I was in one last night. I mean, we were getting drunk, and I'm like, I'm about to tell all of these kids off. And I literally went to every single comment, and I was calling these kids morons. I was saying they were idiots. I said they needed to go back to their mama's titties. I was saying go back to high school. I mean, I was saying some heinous shit to underage kids, which is horrible. But and then one of them even responded and said, stop being toxic. And I'm like, then don't comment in the first place. You're being toxic. Here's the thing about 10,000 takes, guys. We've done this since day one. If you come after us, we will never start shit. We will never start, you know, like picking people out or making fun of things that they're not in control of, all of that shit. But when you come after us, we're going to come at you twice as hard. That's the way it works. So don't call us toxic when I bury you. You know, I mean, that's it.
Don't. I mean, it is what it is. Get smarter with your hockey knowledge.
Don't comment. Yeah, all these guys. all these guys on TikTok. You could see the lines of comments of just they're gonna lose. They're gonna get killed.
I mean, sweep. It was sweep. It wasn't lose. It was get swept.
Yeah. So they're already in the wrong.
So my common answer was either it's not too late to delete this or go back to high school, you more. Or I said go back to virtual high school, you
moron.
How was
that toxic when he literally was making a bold claim before the series was even started
I'm pretty sure 90% of them didn't reply. Like I probably made at least one cry. Like
that's a good thing.
Yeah, I mean that's.
I'm sorry.
I mean, you play with the big dog, you get bit. That's kind of the way it works, right?
So, it's just like going back to the cage.
You're gonna get a wound.
Going back to NDSU Barstool. Back in the fall when they started ripping on Gopher football. Yeah, not a good idea. Don't comment at us expecting you won the argument or won the battle, because you didn't.
We'll fight to the finish when it comes to online arguments. That's just how we roll. So that's
just how we roll.
Well, Zeus, all right.
My boom for this week is Paul Meatsauce Lambert, who just won City Page's Sports Host of the Year, I believe it was. So shout out to Meatsauce, who does
awesome
on KFan in the mornings. And my bust for this week is Minnesota sports haters. Okay, so before the season started, all we were hearing about is how bad the Twins pitching was going to be. But After a series with the Indians, they gave up 2-1-0-1 runs, and that's just insane to me. They shut out the Cardinals before that. They gave up 3 runs before that. And then before that, they gave up 2 runs. So, I don't know, small sample size, but you got to think that the Minnesota pitching staff is actually here to stay. And yep. All the Canucks fans, like Jack just said, getting after us, saying how they're going to sweep us. How does it feel? Yeah, that's my bust, is Minnesota sports haters.
Minnesota. Yep,
there's plenty of them.
Yep.
There's too many of them.
Gabe Lindor.
Well, see, I wouldn't even, Gabe Lindor, you're just weird observations and stuff that makes no sense. But the thing is, like, that goes into, and we'll actually hit on this here at the end, but there's actually Minnesota sports haters that are almost Minnesota fans as well. I don't get it. Whatever. But to go into it, my boom is Minnesota United.
There we go.
You got to touch on them. They are off to the semifinals in the MLS is back tournament.
What a name.
What a name. But
what
I guess.
What a fucking name.
Yeah, you win this whole thing. I guess you win. You are the MLS champion.
Is that what it is?
I think that's how it is.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I think that's how it works.
Fairly certain.
I'm not smart enough to figure
we're not
out
elite soccer minds, so someone can call us out.
So we have a chance at a title here in Minnesota.
We technically do, yes.
Wow.
Yep.
Okay.
I think that's how it's working.
The first Minnesota championship since the Saints won the championship, buddy.
Since the fucking...
St. Paul Saints.
They're actually
the Lynx.
Totally random, but yep. We mentioned it. But they are actually having fans in their stadium as soon as they're back here in a couple
weeks. The Saints.
Here, so.
Yep. Yeah. If they do anything like they did at CHS Field, like that kind of system,
yeah.
It will work.
It will work.
They had health screenings, so your temperature as you walked in, you have to wear a mask. I think it could work.
For sure. Okay.
But yeah, Minnesota United off to the semifinals, you know, beat some good teams to get in there. Go Loons. We'll see what happens here. My bust for the week definitely goes to Rob Manfred, the MLB commissioner, for being a complete dumbass. I mean, I get his, he literally threatens to cancel the league on Friday for the way, like, the Players Association is handling things. All he said was simply, do a better job. Dude, you're the commissioner. Come up with a strategy. If you think the situation is so bad, one, we don't want any cases. We don't want any outbreaks. But there was, like, only, like, 29 positives out of like almost 12,000 people tested. So I think there's going to be someone's going to get it. It's never going to be perfect, but quite frankly, the situation isn't like out of hand. And if Rob Manfred thinks it's so bad, don't just tell people, do a better job or I'm going to cancel the season. It's like, dude, shut the fuck up. And you're the same guy who literally suspended Joe Kelly for 8 games for not hitting a batter. We're not saying he should have did it, but he did not. They didn't even put any suspensions on any of the players who were involved in this intricate cheating scheme to win a World Series, and he didn't do shit to even suspend any of them. So it's like, dude, you're like worse than Goodell at this point. Like, you're making
delusional old man.
Yeah, look at the Astros now without cheating.
Yeah,
their whole lineup is under hitting up 200.
Not to hijack the bit, but can I add an additional bonus boom?
Yes,
I guess that's not a thing
no,
until
you
now.
Can go, you,
the bonus boom. Put some music here. Lay some music here. The bonus boom.
Bonus boom.
Jake and I submitted pictures for ourselves at Target Field, and we look like absolute morons in the photo. It's hilarious.
And it's great.
We took the worst possible photos of ourselves we could with a beer in our hand, and I think they're actually going to put them up in the crowd somewhere. So look out for JJ in the field.
Yep, and you can actually see we put together a video of us actually doing that.
All our social.
So just check us out, and you'll be able to find that video. You'll be able to see our dumbass pictures. They're pretty funny, though. It's pretty funny stuff. But to move on out of the boom and bust segment, I want to definitely hit on the burning question of the week. So this kind of goes back to Minnesota fans in general, and there's Minnesota haters just in Minnesota. Yep. But the question is, should you cheer for your own team to lose just for a chance at a top draft pick? And this comes to light with, obviously, and this goes for all sports, but this has been more prominent now just recently among Minnesota sports fans, being that if the Wild were to lose this qualifying round, they have a 1-in-8 chance to get the top pick, and it's who?
Lafreniere.
He's an amazing hockey player. Be a great addition. But there are actually Wild fans that are cheering, like, oh, I just want to lose so they can get a chance at a draft pick. 1-in-8 fucking chance. And to be honest, even if you had 100% chance, I would never cheer for my team to lose.
In the playoffs. They're in the playoffs.
That's the inflection point here. If it's in the middle of the season and we have two wins, there's no point in winning five more when you could just tank.
Right.
But if it's in the playoffs. I'm not talking about the playoffs. I'm just trying to win a game. I think rooting against your team in the playoffs is asinine. And
I don't even think they're like rooting against them. I think they're secretly hoping the Wild lose. Yeah. Like they're sitting there like, oh, I kind of hope we lose so we have that 1-8 chance. And guess what? The Wild aren't getting that pick, guys. There's going to be an original 16 that loses, being the Rangers, being the.
It's rigged.
We don't get lucky like that.
It's already
rigged. It's not going to happen. Shit. When the Wild haven't got a number one pick ever, and honestly, it's probably a conspiracy theory. The lottery is just so fucking weird to me.
It's a whole weird situation. See, I think like what was it?
So stupid.
The Detroit Red Wings were the worst hockey team I've ever seen in like the history of my life. And they got the fourth overall pick in this draft.
Yeah,
the worst team I've ever seen.
I think you put a bunch of middle schoolers who play NHL in a room and say, come up with a good way of doing a draft, and they could come up with a better system.
Yes.
They shouldn't be drafting outside the top two. Why are they four?
If you're the worst team in the league, you should get the best pick because you clearly need help. Yeah. That's the way it works.
I mean, I don't understand why there needs – and. I do, because then there's the tanking aspect. Mm-hmm. You don't want teams to tank.
No.
Yeah. If you're tanking to get a player, in my opinion, one player in a team sport, you're doing something wrong. So you're relying on a player who's never played a snap in the NFL, dropped a puck in the NHL. I mean, dude, that's another thing. Who knows? This Lafreniere kid could come over here and not even be good.
Be a complete dud.
Why not go on a playoff run and go get a veteran center? You know, that's actually proven, and do it that way versus let's get a draft pick and lose this playoff series. I just don't get it.
It's just an enormous pet peeve for me. I've heard it. It's just I cannot stand it. I've talked to people in the middle of the season when the Wild, before the season got suspended, when they were in the fight hunt for the playoff spot, and talking to those Wild players, and I get the pessimism where they're like, no, let's just tank so we can just get a pick. We're just going to make the playoffs and lose in the first round anyway. I'm like, I get that because we went 7 years in a row, lost in the first round. That's depressing, but like, I want to see the Wild in the playoffs. Yeah. Like, I'm not in that boat to like, let's just see them go down. Oh, they're close to making a playoff. Let's just make them tank. Yeah, say
it's
that to the veterans in the locker room, dude.
There's never going to be the perfect time to double down in the playoffs. Like, you're in it or you're not. If you're in it, you got to go for the win. Like, it just makes no sense.
It absolutely makes no sense. I still am against it. Even in football, you know, it makes more sense sometimes if you're like 0-10, but it's still hard for me to go on a Sunday and be like, I don't want to sit there and see them lose though.
I'm not watching them lose.
Why even turn on the game?
But why the hell would I watch that game?
Yeah, no. But if I do watch that game,
if my team is tanking like that, I'm not watching it. Like,
right,
you're
exactly.
Losing,
yeah.
You're going to lose fans doing that shit.
Yeah.
You know, granted, you're going to gain them back if you get some all-star and you're good again. Yeah. But it's just annoying.
There will be people that watch that game. I want to see them lose. Why watch it then?
Just don't do something better with your time.
Yeah.
It's 1-8
So it goes back to the Wild here. If you just want to see them lose, don't fucking watch them. Don't watch this exciting series against the Vancouver Canucks.
Or these fans that are like, they're done.
Or they're done. They're never going to win a cup.
Okay.
Might as well toss your jersey.
Don't watch them.
Like, sorry.
Might as well burn it like a fucking psycho on the East Coast to do that kind of shit. Start burning the jerseys then if you really don't care that much.
Right.
Exactly. Just don't watch it.
Pick a team that wins. That's what Gabe Lindner does. He picks a team that wins. He wants to be a fan of a team, and he picks the Yankees. Yeah, just be a bandwagoner if you're so sick of us losing. Yeah.
There's a quote from the group chat. He actually said, I pick winners. I was like, wait, what?
You pick?
I was like, okay, so you're admitting
you're just picking teams that win. That's another just pet peeve of mine. It's just like Bubba just liking Notre Dame for almost no reason. I guess his great-grandfather went preschool
his,
or something.
Yeah, his great.
I don't know.
I mean, I
friends,
I,
sisters,
like, as
cousin.
You guys see, I'm a fan of the Colts, but here's the thing. Like, the Colts aren't super good every year. It's not like they're winning the Super Bowl or even making it every year. So,
they actually may be the wild of the NFL. You know,
they have won Super Bowl. They've been to quite a few of them. But I get what you're saying, man. It's the same stress.
Yeah.
It's the same stress. Trust me.
Yeah. So it's I mean, the same. You gotta
they're good enough
team
to make it in, but not good enough to advance.
Right,
no, classic.
Right. See, that's fine.
Classic situation.
It's a classic Minnesota Wild.
There are people
very aware of that feeling.
That just pick their team because, well, they're winning. It's like, okay, I'm sorry, I didn't know this is how this worked.
How does that even feel good when your team like wins?
It doesn't
the title.
Feel good.
How would you be like?
That's like buying a video game and then just putting all the cheat codes on before you play the campaign.
Yeah.
And then you're like, hey, I beat the campaign. Look at me.
Or,
hey,
there's kids
I'm so proud of myself.
Look at Call of Duty. They buy the game and they do aimbot and all this other shit.
Like,
bro, why did you buy
what's the
this
point?
Game? Like, you're not good
the
at the game.
No. Like, hackers.
You're actually not skilled. Seriously. So what is the point? To, like,
Fairweather fans are just hackers. That's what they are.
Yep.
Yeah.
Or getting, playing franchise mode or dynasty mode, playing on the easiest
playing
difficulty.
Playing on easy,
and winning the championship
story.
And feeling good about it. That's
then sitting
exactly
there and being like, look
is.
How good I am.
Gabe Lindner picked easy as his difficulty of being a fan. We have chosen all-star. We have chosen fucking Heisman-level fucking difficulty. And well, we didn't pick it. I mean, we grew up in Minnesota in our area or whatever, and we're just – I want to support the team that represents the place I grew up, I live, you know, and it's sometimes a bitch, but
my home state,
that's how it is.
Man. Those are my teams. Why would I want to cheer for any other team but
why would
the
I
teams
cheer?
In my home state?
Don't they suck,
well,
though? No, right. I'm not going to cheer for any other team.
Oh, might sound regardless. Stupid here.
Well, just say it.
Does the MLB have a team in Indiana? I don't think
nope.
they do. So, I mean, sure, you get to
not yet,
you get the pass to choose a team.
Yep.
No, just not the pass to choose the Yankees. I'm sorry.
Yeah, just don't choose the Yankees. That's what we're going to end on is don't choose the Yankees.
Don't choose them. Just don't do it.
Even if you're New York City, go with the Mets. Just go with the Mets. That's all you got to do. But I think that will pretty much wrap up everything in this episode. A lot to talk on, a lot to hit on, but guys, if you want to check out all of our content, make sure to follow us on social media at 10,000 or no, that's our old handle at 10K
Takes. Yeah, we
takes,
got the shorter one now.
Yep, at 10K Takes MN on Twitter, at 10K Takes on Instagram. It's 10K Takes on Instagram, isn't it now? Or is it still 10,000?
Yeah, 10, I just changed
it's
that 10K the other day.
Takes. At 10K Takes, I'm still adjusting to it, okay? And I'm part of this shit. Okay, but yeah, Instagram at 10K Takes, Facebook, just look us up, 10,000 Takes, YouTube, same thing. You know, look up all of our videos, like when we're going to Twins games or our wild event parties or doing weird shit even in the office. That's where you can see it. And if you guys want to read some of our blogs, like I wrote something on Rob Manfred and give you a reason why, in my opinion, he is worse than Roger Goodell, but I try to make some good points. That's on our website at www.10k-takes.com. So, guys, make sure to check out all of that. And, guys, you guys have any final thoughts for the road?
I have...
Nope, Skull Twins, Skull Wild. That's what I'm saying.
And that's Go Wild.
Let's go Wild.
Oh, Skull Loons. Jesus, we're terrible.
Oh, Skull Loons. Shit, come on. I just said that, too.
Those three teams are on fire right now.
Yes.
Let's
go. Thursday night for the Loons.
Yep,
Thursday
night, folks.
I believe at 7 p.m., correct?
7
time,
p.m.,
time, time to break out the other TV and run the double monitor so you can watch the Wild, too.
I will be tuning in. That is a championship opportunity.
Twinks, too. Triple header. Boom.
Championship opportunity, buddy.
Well, obviously, they got to win.
Right.
They are favored for the first time in this knockout round. So,
yep.
In the semis. So it's kind of
finally give us
in the underdogs. But
well, I actually think Orlando beat LAFC, one of the best teams in the league.
Really?
So we got super lucky. So
well,
that's what we can end on.
We'll see what happens. But yeah, let's go Wild. Hopefully, you know, if you're listening to this later in the week, that we're celebrating a qualifying round win. But right now, get a sweep, sweep, sweep it, sweep it. Let's go, buddy.
Brooms
but
out.
Anyway. You fucking get the brooms out, fucking Canucks. But anyway, guys, I am Journalist Jake. Call me JJ, joined by Zooch and Boss Man. You guys have a wonderful week, and let's watch the Minnesota sports win. Let's do it.
Yep. See ya.
Peace.